Welcome to Rodus Live. I'm your host, Rodus. We rolling out something new today. This episode is called Discography, and what I'll be doing is covering different artists' discographies. I'm going to make this a series, so I'm going to be doing this on the platform quite often. For those who may not know what a discography is, it's an artist's complete body of work. So this is the first one that we're doing. The artist is interesting. I hope y'all like it. I'm rolling it out because I'm going with my gut. I hope y'all enjoy it. Let's get it. They call him
can't believe I had my man Lost Professor. I don't know if you know the kind of like the idea behind Live at the Barbecue and shit. This shit came from the first song I was ever on. My man Lost Professor, please come to the center stage. My man Lost Professor, originally from Main Source. What up, bro? Love, salute you. Put me on that first song, Barbecue. What you wanna do? I know this some early shit, this is 1991 shit. I was 16 years old, nigga. It's like dead jaw, dead jaw, dead jaw, dead jaw, dead jaw, dead jaw. Yo, yeah, that's all.
It goes streets disciple, my rap's a trifle. I shoot slugs from my brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, architecture pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for loving Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel, America. Police murderer, causing hysteria. My troops rolled up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof, nigga, I strike hard. Kidnapped the president's wife
without a plan.
And hanging like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to ya. Slamming MCs on submit. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift
when I'm riffing rhyme.
A rapping sniper, speaking real words. Thoughts react like Steven Spielberg. Poetry attack, paragraphs
punch hard.
My brain is insane.
Out to lunch, girl.
Science is drunk, my raps are toxic. 1991 hip hop shit. It's like that y'all,
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 that y'all.
Yo, and that's all. We know.
I grab up girls like Jax, add them on like tax, and I'm over like hot tracks. As far as brothers are concerned, I'm pressure cooking from start to finish. I'll be the man just like a freezing off. Secondly, I'm sick of critics goosenecking me.
Oh, he had an afro.
But I got dough. Why's my name the Lost Professor?
Why's that, God?
Cause I milked the cow, in other words, I hit the heifer. Don't try to front like they can rip Rambo.
Why, God?
That's just a bunch of men with your hand bow.
Say what?
Propaganda.
Save it.
For some bandage.
Joe and
the man to
Zach and Alexandra.
Don't wet the rails around your way, puff your hay. You'll be the owner of a hospital bed. I kick fire out the ass so fast. Yo, like that Bill Blast. Like this, like that, yo. Yo, my brother, always, man. To the top, to the top. Rapper Nas on top it. Seems we gon' rock it. Queens represent.
Buy the album when he drop it.
That was Nas and Large Professor performing live at the Barbecue Live. It's the first thing that introduced the world to Nas. So y'all already know what the vibes is. So it's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Nas, that's what's poppin'. Longevity in hip hop, that's what's poppin'. King's Disease Trilogy, that's what's poppin'. Magic, that's what's poppin'. Illmatic, that's what's poppin'. The Firm, that's what's poppin'. Clue Tapes, that's what's poppin'. The Lost Tapes, that's what's poppin'. One and two, that's what's poppin'. Distant Relatives, that's what's poppin'. Life is good, that's what's poppin'. Nas is the what's poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Damn. Look how motherfuckers use a nigga. Just use me for whatever the fuck they want. I don't get to say shit. Just grab me. Just do what the fuck they want. Sell me. Throw me away. Niggas just don't give a fuck about a nigga like me, right? Like I'm a gun. Shit. It's like I'm a motherfucking gun. I can't believe this shit. Word up. I seen some cold nights and bloody days. They grab me and bullet spray. They use me wrong, so I sing this song to this day. My body is cold steel, for real. I was made to kill, that's why they keep me concealed. Under car seats, they sneak me in clubs. Been in the hands of mad thugs. They feed me when they load me with mad slugs. 17 precisely, one in my head. They call me Desert Eagle, semi-auto with lead. I'm 7 inches, 4 pounds, been through so many towns. Ohio to Little Rock to Canarsie. Living harshly, beat up and battered. They pull me out, I watch as niggas scattered. Making me kill, but what I feel, it never mattered. When I'm empty, I'm quiet. Finding myself fiending to be fired. A broken safety, niggas place me in shelves under bed. So I beg for my next owner to be a thoroughbred. Keeping me full up with hollow heads. How you like me now? I go blow. It's this shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wow. How you like me now? I go blow. It's that shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wow. Always I'm in some shit. My abdomen is the clip, the barrel's my dick. Uncircumcised, pull my skin back and cock me. I bust off when they unlock me. Results of what happens to niggas shock me. I see niggas bleeding, running from me in fear. Stunningly tears fall down the eyes of these so-called tough guys. For years I've been used in robberies, giving niggas heart to follow me. Placing peoples in graves, funerals made, cause I was sprayed. I was laid in a shelf with a grenade. Met a wrecked up tech with numbers on his chest that say 5209385 and 0. Had a serial deface, hoping one day police would place where he came from. A name of some sort of person to claim him. Tired of murdering, made him wanna be a plain gun. But yo, I had some other plans. Like the next time the beef is on, I make myself jam right in my owner's hand. How you like me now? I go blab. It's that shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, or crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wow. How you like me now? I go blab. It's that shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, or crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wow. Yo, weeks been by and I'm surprised. Still stuck in the shelf with all the things that an outlaw hides. Besides me is bullets, two vests, and then a 9 is a grenade in a box. And that tech that kept crying cause he ain't been cleaned in a year. He's rusty, it's clear, he's about to fall to pieces cause of his murder career. Yo, I can hear somebody coming in, open his shelf, his eyes bubbling. He said it was on, I felt his palm troubled him, shaking. Somebody stomped him out, his dome was aching. He placed me on his waist the moment I've been waiting. My creation was for blacks to kill blacks. It's gas like me that accidentally go off, making niggas memories, but this time it's done intentionally. He walked me outside, saw this cat, caught me back, said remember me. He pulled the trigger, but I held on, it felt wrong. Knowing niggas is waiting in hell for him. He squeezed harder, I didn't budge. Sick of the blood, sick of the thugs, sick of rap for the next man's grudge. What the other kid did was pull out, no doubt. I knew of me in better shape. Before he lit out, he led the chase. My owner fell to the floor, his wig split so fast I didn't know he was hit. It's over with, heard mad niggas screaming, niggas running, cops was coming. Now I'm happy until I felt somebody else grab me. Damn. Chino life, G-R-O casino dice at the Mirage, Vegas Strip, neon lights, gamblers, puffing cigars, couples and stars, flashy cameras, dealers, shuffling cards. Spent the weekend, already miss New York and it's odd, cause I'm the first to say it got too many hustlers who rob. I never hang out, when we do we bust a 4-5 with shells coming back at us while we jumping the ride.
flying, ducking. Our bitches in the club clucking. Telling my wife who I was dancing with like I was fucking. Flew back Monday evening from Nevada where the sun was beaming. To the concrete jungle of cement. Limousines from LaGuardia Airport. Sleeping. Told my dogs peace, kept it moving. I was beat when got to my crib. Where the hell my keys went? Ringing the bell. Heard a yell but wasn't sure. Dropped my luggage to the ground. Put my ear to the door. Slow music. H-Town, no, that's down low. My babies drop Mercedes is parked. I creep around, yo, to the back. She must be inside, I can't hear. Probably upstairs in the mirror doing her hair. I walked in through the back door entrance. Shocked it was unlocked. When I walked in, I smelled incense. Chased by a weed aroma. Empty Guinnesses and lipstick marks on like three empty Coronas. A pair of blue jeans on the carpet. Size 12 Timberland. Something swinging on the ceiling fan. I stopped it, swinging slower and slower. On the last swing, I saw it was a G-string and heard laughing. Thought about my 9-side Glock, but something made me disregard it. Started my way up to where the noise and music was at. Froze and couldn't react. Bedroom door opened a crack. See wifey laying with some nigga mumbling shit. He had one hand on her ass and she was rubbing his dick. Toasting wine glasses. Cherry scented candles was lit. Couldn't handle the shit. Searching for words, I found none. Without a sound, I left the house with a sick smile and took my gun. Now I'm out bugging, wildin'. What I'm gonna do? Call my man Horse, meet me outside, I'm coming through.
I thought you loved me, I thought you cared for me. I thought you needed me, did you believe in me? I thought you loved me, I thought you cared for me. I thought you needed me, did you believe in me?
Got up with Horse Show, the look on my face was mad lost. I ain't know whether to cry, just try to laugh it off. Son, you home early, they wiped you out that quick. I said, nah, showed them the plastic with 9 in the clip. Hopped in the whip, popped in the disc, press play. To the Grand Central from the Van Wyck Expressway. I said, bet you'll never guess in a million years what I just saw happening, it probably still is. Snuck in my crib, some nigga fucking my whiz. I saw them, they ain't see me, I ducked and I slid. I'ma grab shorty, I need you to grab the nigga for me. Just when I thought I found love, she shitted on me. Shopped in Vegas, a present for our engagement. 20 G's on the ring, I would've hit her today with. My surprise couldn't match the one she had for me. We pulled up, he was walking out the house backwardly. Parked in the back of my house, they couldn't see us. Ran to the side of my house, cocked the heater. Walked to the front, when I talked, he had jumped. Bitch tried to slam the door shut, got caught in Horse foot. Shot the Spanish kid in the rib. Drug him in, grabbed the face, say goodbye to your undercover friend. One between the eyes, she died. By mistake, must have held the gat too tight. Pointed at her face, heard somebody knock. Horse helped me hide the bodies. Heard sirens, I guess we going out like kamikazes. We surrounded, red lights flashing, who's inside? Came out a bullhorn, I'm contemplating suicide. Horse asked me for the Mac. He gave me that one love, cocked the strap, then he ran out the back. Mad shots, couldn't tell what was going on. Sat on the floor near my dead girl, put her in my arms, pulled the ring out my pocket I was saving. Put her on a ring finger, cocked the Glock, and started praying to Muhammad and Allah. The most beneficial through you, all things are possible. I know you're listening, I never meant for this to happen. I never dreamed this would be my fate, such a grotesque murder scene. On that note, same time the cops busted in, kissed my lady, her blood on my lips. I said amen, put the nine to my head, pulled the hammer, held her close, squeezed her toe, said to her, now under God, we alone. We alone.
Nothing without me. Everything be going good, but then y'all pull me in and mess everything up. Why y'all always let me win? I be trying to find the best way they can stop me cold. Another body, and guess who the cause and why they foes? Beef is my name, my story is age old. So question, why do I always come to take so? I'm everywhere in the hearts of men. Jealousy and envy, my right hands, them is my mans. I'm what happens on mad blocks. I'm the jabs taking the talks, the arguments between the women and the crab leg spots. That behind the bash, complex and multifaceted. Lesson to the real, I'll be decimal. Subtract the shit, the devil is a lie. I can confuse a genius, have him moving real dumb over nothing at my convenience. With empires fall over women, I am the reason. USA and Al-Qaeda, I'm the tension between them. I'm the words to get misinterpreted. I'm the get back, I'm the first to hit. I'm the worst of it, lurking on your premises. On your premises. I am your nemesis, parents of every slain rapper. Wish I didn't exist, but I'm alive and I thrive on your ignorance. I'm a 1,000-foot fence that keep you from getting
getting rich, get around me.
I be trying to find the best way they can stop me cold. Another body and guess who the cause and why they foes. Beef is my name, my story is age old. So question, why do I always come to take so? I be trying to find the best way they can stop me cold. Another body and guess who the cause and why they foes. Beef is my name, my story is age old. So question, why do I always come to take so? I'm the invasion of personal space. Fake smiles on your face, it's certain I'm hate. All that internet beef, that shit a virgin to me. I've been here before, the Bible is murder I speak. The energy creeping round the blocks and the streets. Tickets guys with them shopping, they side eyeing the please. Everybody's impossible, it don't stop in the peas. I'm eternal, I'm everywhere the action at. I'm always where the guns are blazing, attracting that. The grimiest places is my natural habitat. In all the jails and all the parties I be. Drive-bys with kids are killed accidentally. That's the type of shit they try to pin to me. In the tragic situation, give me my identity. The beef cut off the fat, as sizzling grease. Love to many deceased over me. I be trying to find the best way they can stop me cold. Another body and guess who the cause and why they foes. Beef is my name, my story is age old. So question, why do I always come to take so? I be trying to find the best way they can stop me cold. Another body and guess who the cause and why they foes. Beef is my name, my story is age old. So question, why do I always come to take so?
Take so's. People got me in some shit every day. Over this, over that, over nothing, over something. Either way,
it's on.
Why it's always gotta be resorting to me? I ain't asked for this power, it's torture, it forced me to see people draining themselves, some pull off some horrible deeds. Rumors turning into a monster, lies always from sleep. By the time you hear what somebody said, it's stressed out, they expanded it, made it worse. Now you all stressed out, you wish you got it straightened out, but it's too far gone from who shot you to hit him up the Tupac song.
That was Nas with I Gave You Power, Undying Love, and Beef. I Gave You Power is off of It Was Written. Undying Love is off of I Am. Beef is off of KD3. I picked these joints to focus on Nas's ability to tell stories. So all these songs are available on all streaming platforms. That's It Was Written, I Am, and KD3. This episode is called Discography, as you already know. The reason why I chose Nas is because he started towards the end of the old school and the beginning of the new school. His 30 years in the game has been solidified. He's given us numerous classics with his 15 solo albums, 25 million records sold worldwide, and not to mention his latest work, KD1, KD2, Magic, and KD3. He won a Grammy for KD1 independently, and his work ethic has increased since he's worked with Hit-Boy, and they've put out phenomenal work. So Nas is the discography we doing. So we're going to start off with Illmatic. Illmatic dropped in 94. The production was done by Large Professor, L.E.S., Pete Rock, Q-Tip, and DJ Premier. It was the first album Nas ever released. It got 5 mics. Nas was critically acclaimed. He didn't disappoint. 5 mics and a source. This is arguably the greatest album of all time by critics and fans alike. For sales, it didn't reflect because this album was also one of Nas' most bootleg albums, Illmatic. But you could play it from 1 all the way through 10. So we got Illmatic. Let me mention the rest of the albums in this gentleman's catalog. Illmatic, It Was Written, I Am, Nostradamus, Stillmatic, Godson, Streets Disciple, Untitled, Hip Hop Is Dead, Life Is Good, Nasir, KD1, KD2, Magic, and KD3. So that's King Disease 1, King Disease 2, Magic, and King Disease 3. Also, the Lost Tapes 1, Lost Tapes 2, Distant Relatives, and the Firm album done by Dr. Dre. So I didn't count those as solo albums, but that's his whole catalog. Nas has a phenomenal catalog, so we're going to go through it. It Was Written is the album that gave Nas mainstream success after he got management from Steve Stout and production from Trackmasters, Havoc, Dr. Dre on the album, Stretch from Live Squad, rest in peace, Nasheen. They did It Was Written. But the joint with Lauryn Hill, If I Ruled the World, catapulted him to instant success. It helped him cross over and it helped Nas get the bag. It was very creative, from the message all the way to If I Ruled the World. He used the Curtis Blow sample, and there's plenty of songs on that album. I Gave You Power, If I Ruled the World, Street Dreams, Shootouts, Watch That Nigga, a lot of joints off of It Was Written. The Setup, Lying Nigga Rap, it just was a complete body of work that did well. Then the third album, you got I Am. I Am was supposed to be a double CD as well, but it got bootlegged, so he had to take joints off like Blaze of 50, Drunk By Myself. A lot of those songs didn't get to be on the album because the album was so, it was bootlegged as well. But Nas, he came through with the single Nas Is Light, produced by DJ Premier. He had Aaliyah on there, DMX. He had to do the DMX joint. It wasn't originally on there, but Life Is What You Make It. And then one of my favorites, Favor for a Favor, was Scarface. So I Am was a good album, and Hate Me Now. So this album was made during the Bling era, and during the Hate Me Now video, Nas, he balled out on that with the White Mink, and Puff had on a Beaver. They did their thing. The fourth album is Nostradamus. I like the Nostradamus single, Nasty Nas to Esco to Escobar. Now he is Nostradamus. I like that. It was catchy. Nobody ever rapped over a DJ Swan, you know, track. Nas did it. He did You Owe Me. But one thing that I like about Nas and his work on this album, a lot of people didn't like Nostradamus because they criticized Nas for his production. He had beats by Havoc, Dame Grease, who does production for DMX. And he got a lot of criticism for Nostradamus, but I love the B-sides on there. I like Project Windows with Ron Isley. I like God Love Us. There's a lot of joints on Nostradamus that I like. People said that it was garbage or trash. Nas never made a garbage album, for the record, in my opinion. So next we got Stillmatic. At this point in Nas' career, him and Jay-Z was going at it. And, you know, Jay-Z, he was all over the airwaves. You know, Jay-Z, he brought the hustle to the rap game. You know, he was the cocaine rapper. So Nas, he dropped the Ether. People don't understand that Ether cuts dope. So I ain't trying to talk about drug dealing or nothing. That's why he named it Ether. Ether cuts dope. FYI. So on Stillmatic, Nas was kind of bringing his career back to prominence. You know, starting with the first track on there. Then Ether, Got Yourself a Gun, One Mic, Second Childhood, The Creative Song, Rewind, What Y'all Smoking, You the Man, and one of my favorite joints, Poison. You know, I like Poison, and I like Rule 2 featuring Anne Marie, The Flyest. This just was an all-around classic. I think it got 5 mics in the source as well. So, moving on to his 6th album, The Lost Tapes, it basically had a lot of joints that didn't make Nostradamus and I Am on there. And it dropped the same day as The Blueprint 2. And it did okay. And it just showed the type of artist that Nas is. It had incredible B-sides on there like Papa Was a Player, Drunk by Myself, Worst Enemy, Fetus, joints like that. You know, this was when you could still rip open the CDs and everything. So, we gonna move on to Godson. When Nas made Godson, you know, him and Jay-Z, they wasn't really squashed yet. You know, he had joints on there like Made You Look. So on Godson, at this time, Nas had lost his mom to cancer. And I think he started dating Khalees. Some of my favorite joints on this album was Get Down, The Cross produced by Eminem, Thug's Mansion, all the works that Alicia Keys did on the album, Warrior Song, I Like I Can, I Like Made You Look, Book of Rhymes, and Mastermind. You know, I'm crazy for B-sides. And I also like Zone Out with the Bravehearts. You know, they freaked that joint. Man, that was throwback. It was right on time. You had Made You Look produced by Salam Remy. Godson was a good album. Was kind of sad, you know, Nas lost his mom. And you could tell through the music, you know, he was vent through the music, and it really reflected in his work, a good body of work. The next release by Nas was Streets Disciple, which was the double disc. Tupac came out with the first double disc, which was All Eyes on Me. It was a banger, front to back. Biggie, in my opinion, he had the most conceptual double disc, and it was really thought out good, and it was dope. Not saying that Pox wasn't dope. Jay-Z had a double disc with the Blueprints 2. It was okay, it had a lot of features. I really expected more from Jay-Z, even though I'm doing this Nas discography. You know, I ain't got nothing against Hov. But Streets Disciple, what I liked about Streets Disciple as a double disc is that Nas held it down for the most part by himself. He had Khalees on there. He had Ludacris on there. You know, he didn't have a whole bunch of features on there. He was married during the time. He had the joint with his dad, Bridging the Gap, which was dope. A lot of people slept on the CD. He had Virgo with Ludacris, Just a Moment with Quan, which was dope. I like Sekou's Story. And of course, the banging Unofficial Biography of Rakim. That was dope. And I like joints like Nazareth Savage, Disciple. Like, you know, I'm a B-side head. It was crazy B-sides on Streets Disciple. So a lot of people, they slept on this album. So this another one that, you know, I think people should go check out. So his next album, which is untitled, it was going to be called Nigga, but they wouldn't let him do it. So on this album, soon as the album come on, he going at 50. You know what I'm saying? Queens get the money. He going in on 50. He had The Game on the album, Chris Brown on the album, and the only other features was Kerry Hilson, and who else did he have on there? Busta Rhymes. So Busta Rhymes was on Fried Chicken. Hero was dope with Kerry Hilson. I liked America. You know, Untitled was Nas' version of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, or 444, which Jay-Z did after Nas released this Untitled, you know, albums later. You know what I'm saying? So y'all go ahead and check out Untitled. It's really got a lot of gems on there. You know, it talked about our condition as a people and like how the system try to treat us and do us. So the next album, Hip Hop Is Dead. You know, Jay-Z and Nas, they cool. You got Black Republicans with Hov on there. You got a lot of good joints on Hip Hop Is Dead. Hip Hop Is Dead. You got Who Killed It. You know, where Nas telling a story from another voice. And he paying homage to, you know, all of the people throughout hip hop, the different eras and everything. He got the joint with Chrisette Michelle on there. So Hip Hop Is Dead was really dope. You know, this is his second Def Jam release, Hip Hop Is Dead. Y'all want to go ahead and check out Hip Hop Is Dead. Then after Hip Hop Is Dead, he did Distant Relatives with Damian Marley, which I think was a classic. You know, I won't count that as a solo album. Y'all go check out Distant Relatives. Like, it was so dope. It set the bar for all of Nas' future releases. That's how dope Distant Relatives was. The beats, the rhymes, everything. Y'all go stream Distant Relatives. I'm really just getting into the solo stuff, y'all, so don't hold it against me. So Life Is Good, Nas was going through his divorce with Khalees. He really didn't go in on it, but he got a Bad Baby with Aaron Hall on there. He had Daughters, Nasty. He had The Don, Stay With Anthony Hamilton, and the only rap feature he had on the album was Accident Murderer with Rick Ross. I like when Rick Ross and Nas get together. It's always something dope. What else? He had a couple of bonus joints on this album as well. I like Cherry Wine with the late, great Amy Winehouse. You could play Life Is Good all the way through. And Some on Smash, I really like that. Swiss did the beat on that. It's a club banger. But my favorite joint on that is You Wouldn't Understand. You know, it could have been a single. You know, I really like You Wouldn't Understand. That's my favorite joint off there. Even though he had a lot of bangers on Hip Hop Is Dead. So after Hip Hop Is Dead, you know, Nas, he took a hiatus, and then he came back with Nasir. I think it was only like 7 tracks. Kanye did the whole thing. You know, it's Nas, so it wasn't garbage. Kanye did all the production. I think Kanye was low-key trying to sabotage Nas with this one, but, you know, for the most part, Nasir was a good, it was a good album, it was a good project. They had Cop Shot the Kid, it had Adam and Eve, Bonjour, you know. It was good. It was good. I expected more from Kanye, but like I said, you know, I think Kanye was trying to sabotage the homie. So then after that, he did Lost Tapes 2. You know, it got some of his past and unreleased work. I think he probably put a couple of new joints on the Lost Tapes 2, in my opinion. But you could tell the joints that he did in the past. You know, he did some joints with RZA and other producers that probably didn't come out on Columbia. But for the most part, Lost Tapes 1 and Lost Tapes 2 was dope, in my opinion. So, a lot of people talk about, you know, who the king of New York, who the GOAT, and all of that. You know, in the past, Nas, you know, he was criticized about his work ethic or whatever, but I'm a firm believer in quality over quantity. And when you sign to a major label, you have restrictions. So I'm not making no excuses for Nas at all, but I'm just saying, you know, when you're on a major, you gotta do what the labels do. So Nas, he independent. Soon as he went independent, during COVID in 2020, Nas came out with KD-1. I guess he was shopping for beats, and you know, Hit-Boy was the first person that he got up with. And I guess the chemistry was so dope, Nas kept pulling up, you know, and they put out a good work with King Disease 1. Some of the features on that, The Firm, they got back together, Cormega, AZ, Foxy Brown, and Dr. Dre. Lil Durk on the album did his thing. Anderson .Paak did his thing. Favio Foreign did his thing, and A$AP Ferg did this thing on Spicy. This album was so dope. You know, the beats was incredible. I didn't expect Hit-Boy to show out like he did, but you know, they won a Grammy for it. Then the next year, he came out with the same year he came out with KD-2. It had features from Lauryn Hill on there, which was dope. It's called Nobody, if you haven't heard that. He had the EPMD remix with Eric and Parrish. For you youngins who don't know who EPMD is, y'all need to go check out EPMD. And Eminem was on the remix, killing it. Nas did his thing on there. Man, great body of work. He got joints on there like Store Run, 4016, Death Row East. Man, so KD-2, it was awesome. He got the kid A-Boog on there. He jap. You know, so the reason why Nas had newer artists, younger artists, because, you know, he wanted to get his streaming game up so he could appeal to all ages, all audiences. You know what I mean? So it was smart from an indie perspective. A lot of times these labels don't be knowing what they're doing. And I think that was a good move by Nas to get, you know, some of the younger artists who really loyal and dedicated and stream the music. But the same year as KD-2, when it dropped, December 24th of last year, 2021, you know, Nas dropped Magic. Now, Magic is dope. It's 9 tracks. It, it's almost like Illmatic. Nas said that him and Hit-Boy, they recorded the album in 7 days. When you're an artist and you working and you steady getting to it and you knocking out songs, you get in a rhythm, you get in a zone. And I don't know what they was doing in this week, but they killed it, you know. Merry Christmas and all of that. My wife looked out for me. My family looked out for me. But this is a gift that I got for Christmas that I most definitely wasn't expecting. So y'all want to go ahead and check out Magic. You know, listen to Illmatic. Listen to Magic. You know, they just dropped Magic, you know, for the buzz at KD3. But Magic, you know, is arguably, you know, better than KD1 and KD2. Not taking nothing away from KD1 and KD2, but, you know, you got that nasty Nas vibe from Magic. You know what I'm saying? And one thing that the media try to do, they try to hate on Nas because he has substance in his music. You know, he independent now. He has a voice that people listen to. And, you know, the powers that be, they don't want that. So let's get into the final installment of the King's Disease, which is KD3. You know, I thought Nas would have features on this album, but he held this album down dolo for 17 tracks. You know, keep your attention. The beats, flawless. The bars, dope. Some of the songs that I like on the album, I like the whole album. I like Legit. I like Thun. My favorite joint off the album is Beef. I like Michael and Quincy. I like Hood to Hood. I like Reminisce. My Last Breath. That's the last track on the song. And Nas is flipping styles with every beat change on this album, on the song. He's switching up his flow with the change of the beat. You know, a lot of people was critical of Nas when they dropped KD1. They didn't know how the production to be with Hit-Boy, but Hit-Boy working with Nas has solidified. Hit-Boy is one of the best producers in the game, period. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Hit-Boy, shout out to Nas. King's Disease 3, I give it a 5 out of 5. You know, because it's difficult to follow up work like KD1, KD2, and Magic. And Nas delivered with all the pressure on him or whatever. He just got in, he locked in, and he did his thing. And I think KD3 is a classic. So Jay-Z and Nas, who's the GOAT? Right now, Nas is the GOAT. He in his prime, almost at 50. Nas is in his prime right now. He done raised the bar for all rappers, the new rappers, everybody. So this has been another episode of Riders Live. This is the first edition of the discography series. I'm glad that I chose Nas. I appreciate Nas. I respect Nas as an artist. And I think right now Nas is the king. And I'm going to ask y'all this. What series do y'all think is better? The Blueprint series with Blueprint 1, 2, and 3? Or King Disease 1, 2, and 3? So I'm leaving that up to y'all. Y'all let me know what y'all think. We out of here on Riders Live with one of the first joints that solidifies Nas as a great MC / lyricist off of his album Illmatic. I'm going to let y'all guess what it is, but when y'all hear it, y'all going to know what it is. Peace, y'all. We'll be right back.
after death, breathing a sniper's breath. I exhale the yellow smoke of Buddha through righteous steps, deep like the shining. Sparkle like a diamond, sneaker Uzi on the island, and my army jacket lining hit the earth like a comet invasion. Nazis like the Afrocentric Asian, half man, half amazing. Cause in my physical, I can't express through song. Delete stress like Motrin, then extend strong. I drink my wet with Medusa, give us shotguns in hell. From the split that I lift in hell, it ain't hard to tell.
Hard to tell.